And I think we still have a minute left. So we just wanted to end with a quick question. Can please state members raise your hand very quickly? Yeah, I will repeat the question. There is any state member in this room? Okay, so first, as a final message, we also wanted to reflect, well, first of all, thanks to all of you that you are here today. Also, many thanks to the UN human rights staff that worked with us really hard on this last year to launch this declaration. As you notice, we come from different parts of this world. We travel far away to be here in this space, and we're very grateful for that. But we also think this is a representation on how power dynamic works. We, as Youth Advisory Group, we really wanted to deliver, and it's not only our voices, but it's the message of all of our regions and all the challenges that youth are confronting. And I think that us being here this space, in this like kind of side event room at lunchtime, that we really acknowledge all the effort that you make to miss that. But for all of us also represent and make us reflect on how youth is really being included in decision-making spaces, how our voices, if our voices are even really heard. So yeah, really many thanks to all the state members that are here. We will wish for more state members to be here, or for more people in powerful positions to hear our message. And yeah, I just wanted to end with that reflection on what that left us as youth. I hope that the ones that you're here, well, you can spread our message too, and you can help us to be in these kind of spaces, because yeah, we can reflect ourselves that there's not many people hearing this. So yeah, thanks again.